It's Monday, March 7th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Popular scientific journal PLOS ONE decided Thursday it would retract a paper it published earlier this year that credits the creator with the design of the human hand. The paper, entitled Biomedical Characteristics of Hand Coordination and Grasping Activities of Daily Living, was written by a team of 4 Chinese researchers who now say they did not properly understand the word creator. The journal's decision to retract the article came after a global coalition of scientists revolted against the journal for appearing to embrace the theory of intelligent design. The authors of the paper are asking for the word creator to be changed to nature and the article kept in the journal. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz told the attendees of the Conservative Political Action Conference on Friday that he thought America was only one U.S. Supreme Court justice away from Christians having to go to prison for their faith. Cruz warned the audience that a hypothetical liberal appointee to the high court would eliminate religious liberty protections, saying, quote, "This election is not about one branch of government, it's about two," unquote.
"That this election is not about one branch of government, it's about two. We are one liberal justice away from the Supreme Court ruling that government can take our religious liberty away and force every one of us to violate our faith on penalty of prison. We are one liberal justice away from the Supreme Court ordering Ten Commandments monuments torn down all over this country."
Ted Cruz had a super Saturday with the first 2 victories of the night called for him early in Kansas and Maine, and virtual ties in Kentucky and Louisiana, where he lost but only received 2 less delegates per state to Donald Trump, who came in first in both contests. Trump still leads the pack with the most delegates. Marco Rubio earned very few delegates on Saturday, but won Puerto Rico yesterday. Bernie Sanders soundly beat Hillary Clinton in Nebraska and Kansas, but failed to gain ground on the frontrunner who won big in Louisiana and gained the most delegates. Neurosurgeon Ben Carson, after officially ending his presidential campaign on Friday, told CNN he will be chairing the Christians Get Out the Vote organization, My Faith Votes. And in his words, he, quote, "will still continue to be heavily involved in trying to save our nation," unquote. Christian Headlines reported their findings that Trump's victories thus far among evangelicals have been due to his support among nominal Christians and not the truly devout in their faith. In what some are calling the judicial shot heard round the world, the Alabama Supreme Court is defying the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that legalized homosexual marriage nationwide. The state's firebrand Chief Justice Roy Moore, quoting the 1974 song Feelings, and comparing the arguments in favor of homosexual marriage to a Greek tragedy, accused the high court of relying too heavily on emotional arguments in ruling last year that same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry, saying, quote, "based upon arguments of so-called love, commitment, and equal dignity for same-sex couples, 5 lawyers have declared a new social policy for the entire country." He then called the Supreme Court's decision lawless and condemned homosexual relationships as unnatural. Hundreds are dead and thousands are displaced in central Nigeria after a series of armed attacks by Fulani cattle herders, largely Muslim, on Christian farmers in the region. The death toll is uncertain. According to Fox News, the United States military is sending nuclear-capable B-52 aircraft to drop bombs on the Islamic State terror group in the coming days. Country singer Joey Feek died Friday after a courageous battle with cancer. Her husband and musical partner said, "My wife's greatest dream came true today. She is in heaven. The cancer is gone, the pain has ceased, and all her tears are dry." Joey is in the arms of her beloved brother Justin and using her pretty voice to sing for her savior. The albums, Hymns That Are Important to Us, she released with her husband in February, soared to the top of Billboard's Contemporary Christian Album and Christian Video charts. Revelation 21:4 says, "One day, God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Nancy Reagan, wife of the late President Ronald Reagan, died yesterday at the age of 94. She will be buried at her husband's side in the coming days. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, This, at last, is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Genesis 2:22-23. And that's the worldview on this Monday, March 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.